Little me.
Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige.
This is the Dear Lonely podcast where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
Yes, so if you guys are Lovatics, Demi fan, whatever you call yourself, make sure you subscribe and check us out on Spotify. We're over there too, and the video format's over there as well, I think. I have to double check.
So. But for those of you that are visual, you can watch and listen to us on Spotify, and that helps us out a ton. So we would definitely appreciate that. And of course, come over to YouTube when you want to leave us comments and things like that. But
yeah, we love interacting with you guys. But very exciting news, if you didn't know, Cool for the Summer rock version is coming. I don't know why I didn't think that after the Heart Attack rock version was released, that Demi would be releasing other ones. Like, it didn't, I mean, we talked about it, but it didn't come to mind, like, okay, Cool for the Summer would be a good option for Pride. And what, how long ago did it come out? 8 years ago, almost. July 1st. So yeah, it makes sense for it to come out, but I didn't even like think, I wasn't like, okay.
Do you think Demi, like, all the songs that Demi performed the rock version of on tour are just going to be released? Like, Confident rock version would then be next if we're going that route, because Demi performed Heart Attack, Cool for the Summer, Confident rock version. Was there another one?
Sorry Not Sorry.
Sorry Not Sorry.
Is that already released? I know Demi's done that before. Is that like a thing already? Or no?
That's like the emo version, wasn't it? I don't know if it's different then.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So if Demi's like going down the route of releasing the ones that they perform the rock version on tour, then we should be expecting Confident in the future.
Yeah. I was seeing a bunch of people tweeting, like, what song would you like Demi to re-record as like a rock version? And I know that we like Get Back is more of, I don't know, I guess it's like Disney rock. I don't know. It's like, you know, but I would love to see the elements of that song change. And I would love to hear Demi's updated vocals on it. Because comparing the snippet of the Cool for the Summer rock version to the actual original release song, it is, it's just so crazy how much it's Demi's vocals have changed in 8 years. I mean, I guess that's a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
I didn't realize, you know?
Yeah. Definitely tell that Demi's voice is like matured, and they like, I feel like have a whole new vocal range than they did before, because like people can switch from like soprano to alto, or like, you know, different ranges that they can do. I feel like Demi's definitely matured with their voice and their vocals, so you can definitely hear that in the new songs.
Yeah, and then also there's going to be some lyric changes. Of course, Demi says, go tell your mother, which they've been singing for a long time now. They sing it like that on the Tell Me You Love Me tour. Because I know that they've gotten like backlash from that song. Do you remember like some celebrities? I think Pink was saying something. I saw somebody talking about like Halsey, talking about how that song was like basically like just not a good song for people in the LGBTQ plus like community, because it's telling you to like hide who you are. So like, don't tell your mom, you know. Tell your
mother. I think like because it came out in 2015, that was like right when gay marriage became legal. So I feel like around that time, like, it was still very hush hush. Like, people are a lot more open about it now. But I think like at the time when the song came out, like, it was normalized to be like, yeah, if this is who you are, like, keep it hush hush, but still have fun. I feel like that's kind of what but now that obviously the world has grown in terms of that community, then yeah, definitely changing the lyrics would be more beneficial. And Demi's been doing that, like you've said,
for a while now.
Yeah.
And then if you guys are fans of Tell Me You Love Me, Demi released Tell Me You Love Me. If you guys are a fan of Cool for the Summer, Demi released a whole collection of Cool for the Summer merch. So I wanted to just take a look at it because I kind of skimmed through it a bit.
I saw the cherries and I saw the muscle tank.
Oh yeah, the muscle. So I like this one. It's a cropped t-shirt, Cool for the Summer.
What I saw.
Well, yeah. I just don't know how they actually look in person. Just from like the reviews, if you go on Twitter and you look up like Demi merch or different keywords related to Demi's merch, people like reviewed and said like the quality just isn't there for some of the stuff. So I don't know. So they got a Cool for the Summer trucker hat. They have a bucket hat And then, yeah, the Muscle Tank, really, really queer, really, really queer. And then this is very random. This one, this is Demi Lovato,
yeah, like
Lilac.
that random photo, yeah.
I would love to see this one in person because I can't really make it out, but it's a collage t-shirt. And this is Demi Lovato, and I can't really make out that picture. So that one's an interesting
I feel
one.
Like you wouldn't be able to in person either.
Yeah, and then there's tote bags, or a tote bag, and then a flag. So I would say check it out if you're interested. I think everything's shipping June 1st. Yeah, ships
Right
on
in time
June
for Pride.
1st. Hopefully you guys get it because
Well,
Angel's still waiting for
my marshmallow X Demi tee.
Yeah, I saw also people on Twitter tweeting like a screenshot of an email saying that their order was canceled just out of like nowhere. They hadn't gotten it for months. It was just like, your order has been canceled. And
no, thanks.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a mess in the back. So that is exciting. I'm really excited for Cool for the Summer Wrath version. Can't
Yes,
wait.
it comes out Friday the 25th. So if y'all are seeing this Monday, it comes out this weekend. And we will obviously be talking about it.
Next
And we
episode.
want to hear your thoughts, what you guys think of it, of if you're excited or not. And then we have released the new video, your thoughts on the actual song.
For sure. So moving on to the next topic, Mental Health Action Day. So you want to explain what that is?
So on May 18th, it was Mental Health Action Day, and Demi was interviewed by People magazine. And it was basically just Demi sharing an important message about mental health, specifically said for the younger generation. It says the 30-year-old singer-songwriter spoke to NBC News about her lengthy journey with depression, addiction, eating disorders, and suicidal ideation in honor of Mental Health Action Day. She admitted that her public relapses have allowed her to become an open book about recovery in hopes of helping anyone in similar situations. And then talks about the first time Demi went to treatment when they were 18. And then it says, Demi says, I wanted to help others. She explained of being open in her memoir and two documentaries. I wish that I had somebody when I was 13 years old and having an eating disorder and starving myself. I wanted somebody in the public eye to say, hey, this is what I've gone through, and you don't have to choose that route. Which I think that is definitely a common wish for a lot of us. Like, I mean, we grew up with Demi, but definitely like Demi's generation did not have anyone in the public eye that was like mental health advocating or like any type of advocating, because any mental health disorder issue was very much like low key and you kept it to yourself. So I'm definitely grateful that we got to grow up with Demi being that person for us, because there's no one else that I can think of that I grew up with celebrity wise that was speaking out about that.
Yeah, exactly. And especially being on Disney Channel, I feel like that was such, like, you don't talk about that stuff. So for Demi, like, getting out of treatment and then leaving like Sunny with a Chance and choosing to talk about their struggles and opening up about the things that they've been through, that was something that I feel like we didn't even realize that we needed, because at the time, like, that was not a thing. Like you said, I can't think of anybody. Maybe there was, I just can't think of anybody else personally that was doing that at the time. And not saying like Demi paved the way, but they kind of did in our generation, I feel. So yeah, like that's why so many of us, I'm sure, are fans of Demi as well. So that's, we could all relate to Demi on some type of level when it comes to their struggles, you know? So yeah, I'm happy that Demi is like talking about like the mental health stuff again, because I feel like they did take a step back from it. And especially with it being Mental Health Awareness Month, I think that's really important, just to still show everybody like that's what they're passionate about and getting the word out about that. So
yeah, definitely.
yeah, so I think that there more of an interview we can like link it.
Yes, yeah, so the link I sent you, hopefully they'll be able to click it. But it's like the entire, like, I guess, website, and you can read like all the way down. So it's like a pretty long, hefty interview. Bunch of Demi quotes in here, so if you want to post this link down below and see if they can click it. But it's very long.
Yeah, so we'll have that linked down below for you guys. But a little side note, Angel had found this, and I think it's a cool achievement of Demi's. So Demi's song La La Land is certified platinum. What is that? So was that 1 million stream? Is
Yeah,
no.
1 million or more,
So,
yeah.
you don't Demi hasn't had more of streams on La La Land than that. Like, I don't know how like the certifications work.
Yeah, I don't either. I just saw that. Like, I know Sorry Not Sorry went like 3-time platinum when that was popular, but I guess because it's so old and like it was
Yeah,
Disney back
and
in
there
the day,
was like
people
no
don't really.
streaming back then.
Yeah.
And then Don't Forget went platinum, and then Neon Lights went 2 times platinum.
Which are all very random songs to suddenly like spike
I
in streams,
know.
but.
Now I want to like see. I don't know how it works. I'm sure somebody will let us know how the charts work and the platinums, and I know there's like gold and
Yeah.
stuff, but I just don't know how that
Yeah, I have
works.
no clue. I just know it means a lot of streams.
So congratulations to Demi on that. Our main topic for this week. Do you wanna? I sent you the screenshot, didn't I?
Yeah, I think maybe Ashley sent in a group chat, something like that.
Okay.
I don't even remember. It's too many
Yeah.
things. But our main topic of this podcast episode, the Jonas Brothers, in an interview, I forgot what the interview was.
It was the oh, shoot, I can't remember, but they who is it with? Let me just look really quick
I was
'cause
gonna say, is
I
it like a news station or
Well,
like
it was the talk show. Why am I like spacing? Because I used to watch it. How far along ago was it?
I
Oh,
found
geez.
it live with Andy Cohen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they do like the plead the fifth game, and so
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's what they are playing, asking them questions, and they can plead the fifth. But I think they can only plead the fifth to one of the questions that they are asked, and they have to answer yes. So.
So basically in the segment of the Jonas Brothers being on here, Andy Cohen asks them about Demi Lovato's discography. And the Jonas Brothers basically said that they wrote the entire first album, Don't Forget, and they didn't credit Demi at all.
I feel like we should clarify Kevin Jonas had
Kevin,
answered the
Kevin,
question.
not all of them.
He asked if he would choose Demi Lovato's over Miley Cyrus's music, and Nick was like, "Well, there's a selfish answer for that." And I think they were just trying to figure out a way to answer the question without like
Yeah.
being the fifth. And so then Kevin was like, well, we wrote the first album. And Demi fans are not happy. I
Yeah.
haven't seen like Jonas Brothers fans and like Demi fans going at it, but I'm sure that there was like drama between the fandoms. But what do you think about that comment?
Honestly, I'm just I was just really confused because I wasn't a fan back then, so I didn't know like who wrote what. I know for a fact that Demi has been writing since they were 14, 15, so I know the album is theirs. And people are saying that like the Jonas Brothers co-wrote on the songs, but co-writing does not mean writing the entire album. Like every single musician has co-writers of some sort on their album because writing an entire album by yourself is a lot. So the fact that they're taking, or Kevin, I guess, is taking all the credit, being that they just co-wrote the songs, like that's ridiculous because obviously Demi, it's Demi's music, Demi's album, Demi's vision. And they were merely just co-writers on it. So for them to be take the entire credit of the first album is very strange.
I think it was just terrible wording on his part. Like, I don't think, I don't know if he like meant to say it like that, but also like we all know that they like it was a thing that they helped write the album. So I think they were on tour. Were they on tour together at the time?
I
Are
think so.
they were at like the Camp Rock tour? I don't know, or I don't really remember, but it was like a thing, and like they have like the song On the Line, and they have, I think Nick Jonas does like vocals and Get Back background vocals, and so we know that they were a part of the album. There's a self-written song on there by Demi, so it's clear that they didn't write
Yeah.
the album. They helped write it, but I just think Kevin didn't word it correctly, or maybe just didn't think people would blow it up to what it was, because the people were not happy. I'm going to read some of the comments. People are like, co-wrote, nice trying to take all the credit. This is hilarious. They co-wrote like 3 songs. Yeah, and a lot of people were like upset with Nick's comment about like saying like there's a selfish answer, and then he like clapped at the end, just like let's move on from it. So
yeah.
there's clearly like tension. Joe didn't say anything, so people are like, this is why Joe Jonas was always my favorite. But yeah, I
Well, Joe is the only one that dated Demi. Well, didn't Nick date Miley? One of them dated Miley.
Yeah.
But Joe dated Demi, so I feel like, I don't know, that would have
Yeah,
been.
and I think Demi follows Joe on Instagram. So from what we can tell, like, they don't have any issues. And that picture of them came out like a couple of years ago. Joe Jonas. Yep. And then Kevin. Yep. And Demi follows Kevin. And then there's just no Nick Jonas. No Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what happened. We wanted to, for our Dear Little Me segment, talk about like the drama with the Jonas Brothers in the past.
Yeah.
But before we jump into that, let us know what you think of the comment. Did it upset you? Were you like, this is like, you guys are making this something out of nothing, like, are you blowing it up for no reason? Or, you know, let us know how you feel in the comments down below.
Yeah. I feel like they should, like, they've probably seen like the backlash for it, so I wonder if they're gonna come out with like a public, like,
I
hey.
don't think so. Are you
I don't
kidding?
think
You
so,
know
but
what?
like
Phil's probably like laughing, like, knowing that he pissed off Demi fans.
Yeah.
You
But
know?
I don't know. Obviously, like you said, it was probably worded wrong. I don't think they meant to take credit for the entire album, but the fact that they only co-wrote, and they're saying, or Nick, Kevin was like, we wrote the entire first album. That's just, I don't know. I feel like you can't mess that up.
Yeah. So, we didn't really like put any, we didn't at all put any like topics that we wanted to talk about surrounding the drama with the Jonas Brothers. So we're just going to have a conversation about it. I wanted to start with saying, were you like a, did you like ship Demi with like Nick or Joe? I know that obviously they dated, but like, I was a huge Nemi shipper back in the day.
Yeah, I was Nemi for sure. That's why whenever they went on the Future Now tour together and ruined the friendship people were speculating was about Nick and Demi, I was, yes.
Yeah.
You know, then that fell apart some way, somehow, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is I don't know if we, do we know what happened? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, I think it maybe had something to do
I think it
with
had to do with, like, Demi getting back into substances.
Oh, okay, yeah,
something
that's,
like
the speculation.
Yeah.
Allegedly, that's what.
Because it was on the Tell Me, Love Me tour that, like, Demi, people started saying that Demi, like, was going downhill, and that would make sense, because Nick and Demi, the Future Now tour, was before that, so that was, yeah.
So I know a lot of people don't like I think if Demi came out and posted like a photo with Nick Jonas, or they started following each other again, I think a lot of fans would be upset, because people credit Demi to helping like Nick's career for the Future Now tour. Like, they went on tour together to help Nick's solo career because it wasn't like doing well. And but then I know like Jonas Brothers fans credit them for helping Demi with like around Camp Rock and writing the album, the whole first album. So I don't know. Like, I think I would just like them all to be friends again. I really did like their friendship. I don't think that would happen again because of Phil being their manager or whatever.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, I did like the friendship, and I loved all like the videos that we have of them together and the interviews from like Camp Rock. And I just think that they were just so funny together. I don't know. I really I liked it.
I would like the entire OG Disney squad to be back. Like, I just think about the Send It On music video, how all of them were just all the Selena, Miley, Demi, and then all the Jonas Brothers. Like, it was just so fun. Like, that time where they were all friends. And
I feel like they weren't actually all friends though.
Well, yeah, people were saying, like, in, like, videos at that time, like, Miley and Nick were going through some shit, but they had to, like, keep it, like civil for the video. But it just, like, that whole time was, like, adorable.
I know. I think that's why I want them to be friends, because it's selfishly, like, for the nostalgic purposes.
Yeah.
For me. And so I don't know. What do you guys think happened? If you guys know what happened, if you have a little inside scoop on what happened.
I think, like, the main drama with the Jonas Brothers, I mean, I don't know when this did, I don't know if Demi addressed this comment or if someone else said this comment, but, like, the whole thing where people said that Demi wasn't good enough to be alongside the Jonas Brothers in Camp Rock. I think that's, I feel like, just has always been some sort of drama between, like, Demi and the Jonas Brothers, which makes no sense, because Demi became a lot more popular after Camp Rock, and the Jonas Brothers fell off. Like, after, like, they went on to solo careers, it basically nothing happened.
Yeah.
So Demi is definitely more popular than them, based just on facts and statistics. But people are like, oh yeah, the Jonas Brothers. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's just always been some sort of, like, not bad blood, but, like, tension.
Yeah, there definitely is.
Demi was probably always thinking about, like, oh, I'm not good enough to be alongside of them. And people are there. I don't think Jonas Brothers ever defended that comment. So,
well, Demi everyone was, like, jealous of Demi at the time because they all wanted to be Demi. Everyone wanted to be Demi so they could be with the Jonas Brothers. We all had these. I mean, I was a Nick fan. Like, I was obsessed with Nick, and my walls was, like, it was just, like, all pictures of Nick Jonas. And the other side was Miley Cyrus. And so, like, it was, you have, like, these, like, scenarios in your head, like these fake scenarios, just like, I'm gonna go to a Jonas Brothers concert. It's just like one of the Wattpad or whatever, the stories of, like, going to a Jonas Brothers concert and then seeing you in the crowd and, like, falling in love. I remember going to my first Jonas Brothers concert and, like, being on Nick's side, and I'm like, he is going to look up at me all the way up as far as, like,
you
it was like, I'm gonna have a spotlight on me, and he's gonna, yeah, we're gonna fall. Like, that's just the thing. I know that my friend, back in the day, she was so jealous of Demi because she loved Joe Jonas. Like, it just was a thing. So I don't feel like it's as intense as, like, the drama between the fandoms as, like, Demi and Selena fans, but there definitely is the drama between the two.
Yeah, and it's honestly, like, it's so weird to me that, like, the Jonas Brothers are coming back. Not to say that, like, they were never popular, because they were very popular in their time, but then, like, when they fell off and they were trying to do solo careers, and then they randomly came back and reunited, like, that had a lot of hype, but then they didn't release a song, so the hype went down, and now they just released a whole nother album. So I feel like they've been very, like, but Demi's been consistent, so it doesn't make sense for, I feel like, them to clash, because Demi's on another level than the Jonas Brothers. Like, at least Demi and Selena make sense, because they're both, like, single artists that have been out for a while and have made their own accomplishments. But, like, Demi and the Jonas Brothers, like,
I think it's just because they're connected, they've had have a history, you know. So but I do really like that song Waffle House by Jonas Brothers, you know. I was when you're here, I was like, oh, it's on the radio, like, I really enjoy that song. But yeah, do you guys wish that Demi was friends with them like they used to be, or are you just kind of like, I don't really care? I think I would like it. Just to bring me back.
If they were friends again, it'd be cool. And if not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't be mad about it. Like, there would be, there'd be, like, fans who would be upset for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're moving on to our highs and lows. Do you want to go first?
Yes. My high and low are connected this week. I don't even know how to phrase it. I'm just going to say the thing. And then we just, okay. So for all those of you that don't know, I live in Florida, which is the ass of the United States. And for those of you that also don't know, the laws in Florida are becoming very harmful to those in the LGBT community. And just the governor here is, it's not really looking good for, like, anyone that is a minority. So for that reason, and plus the reason that, like, it's getting hard to pay, like, rent on top of other bills, I decided that my boyfriend and I were gonna move out and go back to his home state, so we can live rent free for a little bit and get back on our feet. So I guess it's like a low and high, because low being stressed out about all of it. It happened really fast, like, literally it was an idea and then it was like, we're moving, that's it. We have to get out in, like, a week, and it's just high stress having to pack everything up. We also have our dog that we have to, like, drag across the East Coast. So that's going to be an interesting adventure. But high being that we're getting out of a terrible situation. I did like the friends I made here. I do like the experience I've had here. I'm never going to, like, discredit that. I came here for school and I enjoyed the experience I had, but overall, Florida is not for me. And I've learned that lesson many times.
Yeah. Well, better things ahead.
Yes.
For you. We were just talking about my low. Ren was in the hospital the other night. She has croup. So she was having trouble breathing. So that was a scary mom moment for me. But my high is that she's doing better. And I also have another high too. We bought our Disney tickets.
Hey!
But you're not gonna be there now. Yeah. So when I go to Florida, you're not gonna be there. But that also is a high, like, for both of us. Angel's gonna be closer, so there won't have to be like flights taken anymore to see each other, and so we will hopefully have more consistent, not consistent because like we can't see each other every week, of course, but more frequent visits and videos and episodes together. Because
I mean, I definitely don't mind driving 2.5 hours. It's really nothing. So like, I can come down every other weekend if we could just film a bunch of episodes.
I know,
yeah,
right?
I'm excited.
Yeah, imagine if you came every week.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Like, I could definitely do like twice a month. Like, that would be like, I don't know. Like, I miss living close enough to be able to drive, because hopping on a plane is so stressful. And I really do enjoy coming to Connecticut because I love you and Ren and everyone there. So it's gonna be good.
Yeah, and then also with the downstairs, the office being redone, we'll have hopefully have a nice little filming area instead
yes,
of.
Yes, I'm so excited. Will that be done by June? Our June concert review?
I hope so, but I don't know. This is taking forever. Like, it's been a while. We have to put the walls up next. So I'm like hoping soon. I was like, Josh, I can help you do it, but I don't know if he wants me to help or if he's going to have his brother do it, but we'll see. Hopefully for the concert next month. Again, reminder, we're going to be at the Jersey. Where is it at?
Asbury Park, the Stone Pony.
Yeah, we're going to be at that concert. I'm excited.
Me too. So excited. I can't believe it's like already like so close, because I remember like when we found out we were in the Holy Fuck Tour together, that was like April of last year, and we like had to wait so many months, and it was like, but now it's like just came up so fast, and we're already doing another Demi concert together.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a video on that, like always. I'm sure we'll both have vlogs on our main channels, so we'll put a link down below of our separate YouTube channels if you guys want to check out the content that we have on there. We both have Demi related content on there. So with that being said, I think that's it for us this week.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for watching us this week. We hope you tune in next week and every week to follow, because we have a lot of great content that we love to share with you guys. We share a mutual loving for Demi. So we hope that y'all keep coming along for the ride. And thanks for catching up with us on your weekly dose of Demi.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye. Sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.